USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed the Democrats' $700 billion energy and tax spending bill and sent it to President Biden's desk. Republicans in the House and Senate both opposed the measure, but President Biden approved of the passing of the bill and says it's going to help the American people.
The American people are going to see lower prescription drug prices, lower health care costs, and lower energy costs. And big corporations are finally going to start to pay their fair share.
Millions of Americans on Social Security are likely to get a major bump in benefits next year. Seniors could receive as much as $159 more each month in 2023, thanks to high inflation numbers for July. Analysts are currently projecting an annual cost of living adjustment of about 9%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Two former U.S. senior officials say China could invade Taiwan within the next 2 years. While appearing on Fox Business, Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida says he believes that time is right around the corner.
You can have the strongest military in the world, as the United States still does, but if our adversaries believe that our commander-in-chief is unwilling to use it, then deterrence fails, and they may see this opportunity before the 2024 election.
Beijing's ambassador to Australia said Wednesday that China is refusing to rule out using force to seize control of Taiwan. According to the latest Fox News survey, a record high number of registered voters think life for the next generation of Americans will be worse than it is today. A majority, 70%, say life will be worse for the next generation than it is, up 29 percentage points from July 2020. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A judge is making a ruling in a high-profile case in Michigan.
A judge declared a mistrial after jurors were unable to reach a verdict in a case involving companies that had been hired to help Flint, Michigan fix its municipal water system. The lawsuit alleged Texas-based Lockwood, Andrews & Newman and Veolia of North America contributed to the city's lead-tainted water crisis. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Flight delays and cancellations continue to wreak havoc on summer travelers. An industry trend indicates, I'm sorry to say this, but more may be yet to come. A wave of pandemic layoffs and retirements have turned a nearly 27,000 surplus of pilots into a 9,300 worker shortage. And now concerns over pilot fatigue as airlines try to make up for loss of revenue during the pandemic. Kathy Baines is an airline training instructor and former commercial pilot. She explains some of the age limits for pilots.
What they want to do is they want to take the retirement age of pilots and raise it from 65 to 67. Previously, for instance, when I started with the airlines, the retirement age was 60. So we've already had mission creep up to 65. They want to take it to 67.
NASCAR drivers spending their weekend in Richmond, Virginia for the Federated Auto Parts 400. Green Flag Sunday drops just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.